anyway, I think it's working out the way it's supposed to work out.
Yeah.
Those things usually do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I'll be anxious to hear what's coming. I don't know how I'm going to hear it, but we'll see once. But
you're not down there either. You're not going down either then.
No, it's too far for me. Things I can't fly and everything, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is a distance for sure. It's a bit of a challenge. Somebody else just joined us, too. I'm curious who else is going that I don't know about, because I haven't gotten into that conversation that much, to be honest with you. Anybody else want to say hi?
Good morning, Charlotte. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. And I'm guessing you're not going to the convention either.
No, I'm not.
I've arrived.
Good morning. There's Rebecca, Betty, and I, who just joined us.
Good morning, Betty. Did you get my message? This is Rebecca.
Yes, I did, Rebecca. I wish I could come over, but it's not going to work for me this time.
I didn't know if you have somebody in this area or not.
No, I don't, but I would like to be there.
Yeah. He's good.
Absolutely.
Who are you coming?
I have Roger coming again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess he is good. Listened to him on Monday night, and it was really, really good.
Yes, it was.
Somebody else joined us. Would you like to say hi? Okay, what did I just think of? It just left me. Good grief. Oh, so early in the morning here? Not really. Not really. Anybody have something on, anything on, something, yeah, I guess you've got something on your mind here, anything on your mind that you would like to communicate or comment or question?
I keep wondering what for flour and sugar we should use.
Well, after listening to, Roger, I'd say the sugar is real simple. That is, fruit. He talked about, we talked about that for sugar. I mean, when I looked at, when he was saying, you know, really best to keep it at 25 grams or 50, that range, 25 to 50, you don't have to, you know, worry about that because you're going to get that out of the fruit that you should have during the day. And, you know, just that be it. He was really, really big on xylitol. I have not been that big on xylitol, what I've read and the, you know, information that has been given to me.
Yeah, I got some xylitol, and it's white. I was surprised.
It looks just like sugar. He liked it because of the amount of body. In other words, you're substituting probably pretty close to the amount that you would use, although you really want to cut back, Jeannie.
It's arrived.
You want to take it way back. But I just think that you're much better off, you know, using fruit in things for the sweetness rather than trying to, you know, put any amount of more. I will try using some of the xylitol I've got. It's kind of fat. It doesn't, you know, really gotten used that much, a little bit here and there, but something called for it. But most of the recipes I've got don't call for it. I'd like to run that by some of the guys back in at Parkview again. I don't remember them really commenting on it. They used this, and they used a, they did use some stevia. That was okay. But I think the biggest thing is just getting your taste buds off of the, you know, off of the sweetness.
Right.
And
you know, my daughter,
oh,
My daughter-in-law, she was in Massachusetts, you know, which is kind of the same where you were at. And they really said about the
agave.
Agave, yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty big on that back there, too. I was...
were they?
I don't see that as what they've touted it to be. I think it's probably over-processed, overdone. And part of that goes from, you know, showing up in all the stores. They've got to be making a fair amount of money on it. It's in Walmart. It's in, you know, every place around that we were in back there. And just reading Mercola's report on that, you know, I haven't dug out a lot more, but I'm just trying to cut way, way back. On the flour, we're doing the same thing, just it's processed. No matter what you're doing, it's processed highly from the grain, and you're better off getting the whole grain. So the baking, in other words, has really gone by the wayside. It saves me a lot of time and in the kitchen, and you know the food that I'm putting it in is not using it for is not necessary. It's not a suggested part of your meal. We'll probably still have some kind of pancake or waffle once a week, but it's going to be made with as much more of the full grain than the processed flour grain. In other words, cornmeal isn't taken down as far, and I can get organic, non-GMO cornmeal, and those kinds of things. Roger really emphasized the, you know, the more organic, the better also, which we've been doing, especially all the critical ones. But we haven't been doing, you know, some of the other ones that could be organic. So I'll just watch it closer on that. And once in a while I would pick up something I needed that was not organic. And I don't really need to be doing that, so.
And he's very much for his gluten-free, too.
Right, we have been doing, that was recommended by the doctor, especially for Denny. I didn't test add on that, but since I'm doing gluten-free for him, and there's no reason not to do it for me, too. I mean, I think we get plenty of that in it, and of course, when you cut out the breads, especially, then that leaves you with, you know, a whole lot less, and we really want to see, since we're using Roger's product along with the Nican that we've been using, and, you know, some extra vitamin D. I did test myself yesterday on fish oil and our product and looking at it. And I tested the very highest on one capsule of, actually I didn't take it up anymore because I was going just by the guideline of what he had given, and that was about, it wasn't him, it was Nancy gave it. Yesterday, 5,000 milligrams of omegas. No, she didn't say 5,000. Let's get it right here. She said 1,000 three times a day was what the chiropractor had recommended. And when I look at ours, you're going to get 2,000 from ours, and then the particular fish oil I picked up
and arrived.
That would make it real easy. So we
and arrived.
We have some comments. We can have some highs from other people.
Hey, there's Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. This is Anita.
Anita, good morning. Either of you have a comment on the idea of omegas that Nancy mentioned yesterday about 3,000 milligrams a day, and I know that ours is specially formulated to bring in the DHAs, which are important.
He said 1 to 3 times a day, John.
Oh, 1 to 3 times a day. I thought you said 3 times a day.
So 1,000 milligrams 1 to 3 times a day.
Okay. I wrote 3 times a day with 1,000.
1,000 mil. And so ours has
2,000.
2,000 in the 3 capsules?
Right, in the 3 capsules. So we would be completely covered then.
Rebecca has left the conference.
I had picked up some fish oil, and Carol had been continually questioning that there was something in the fish, and I can't remember what fish oil, but is not present in the plant. And they've been doing a lot of testing back there at, my understanding anyway, that's where she was getting it. At least whoever is doing the testing, she respects highly. And they're showing that there's value in the fish oil that is missing in the plant-based. And so she was really encouraging me to take that. Well, I know that it's good for my skin. I know that for a fact. And it has been extremely dry. So I thought, well, I'm going to try it again. That amount is not going to disturb my balance of food. At least it hasn't shown that it has. So when I energy tested, I came out incredibly strong on the fish oil. I mean, as strong as I did on ours. And Denny repeatedly, you know, we tried it different ways and different, you know, doing different things. Combination was by far the strongest, the combination of using both of them together. And so that's what I was looking at. And, you know, and if I had not had a strong recommendation from her and then, you know, read some other stuff too, and I can't remember.
There's
go ahead.
I'm looking in Dee McCaffrey's book, The Plan D.
Uh-huh.
She's the food chemist, and she says that fish oil contains 2 very important omega-3 essential fats, EPA and DHA. And we need
EPA.
Both of these fats, and only fish oil contains both of them in a readily usable form.
EPA is the one.
Yeah, the EPA is, I can't pronounce the acid.
It calls the pentanoic acid.
Wow.
And how do you spell that, Anita?
I can't tell you.
That was great. I'm sitting here looking at it so I could see it exactly when you said it.
I was going to say, in the other one, Strico is a hexanoic acid, so.
Yes.
Well, I've
been practicing that.
I know.
My goodness.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said from Shackley many years ago. So.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say that has to be where it came from because I remember that distinctly.
It says that the EPA in combination with DHA is best for heart health,
while
DHA alone is best for the brain and the eyes. So anyway.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to experiment and try and see what you see for a difference, but I know, and I truly respect the effort that Carol puts into what she does before she says it. And if she's done it, she says it's strong, if she believes it, that there's enough research to back it. And if she's not sure, she says, you know, I'm not well-versed on that. I mean, she's very quick to say that. So she just does jump on everything. Like sometimes I do lean more towards looking at it and trying it than, you know, have the ability to research it.
What did she say about it, Shai?
That she felt it was really important to have some basis of fish oil also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's been doing it.
Is there a brand that we should lean for?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons we were into the conversation at one point, and it was the, actually, she said this she had read enough about too, and part of it was because of her trip to the Antarctica. Looking at the fish and what's, you know, some of it was population of fish, but she wanted to be able to back it with research. The Costco brand.
Really?
Yeah, and she took, and actually I went in there and she told me what she had paid for it. It was like $8 and some cents for a, oh, we can see how many's in here. And she said, strangely enough, this is, there is more to back up where the fish are coming from. She did not like what was happening with some of the other brands. In other words, they were touting that, the, giving people the impression that it was coming from really clean water or not violating the principles that she likes to go by, also with depleting animal food and species. And so she said, I just really feel strong about it. And she says, she really tested good. So I went in there the other day, and they had two brands. The one she told me was the container with 1,000 milligrams. The other one, I think, was 1,200. And there was something new and special about the one with the 1,200. I think it was the capsule. It looked different in the container. It was not clear. And it was supposed to be something, I don't know, there was absorption or whatever it was. But anyway, I tested both of them right in the store, and boy, the other one I did not test strong on. And I thought, sure, I would, because I thought, oh, this is better, this is new, you know, da-da-da, how we get sucked in. And it's got something else added. And, yeah, it's got something else added, but it wasn't good for my body anyway.
What are you in the bottle?
400. Mm-hmm. And it was $8 and something. She says it's very very inexpensive, and she says, I think you're getting by far the best buy. So that was her recommendation. So
that's one a day?
Yeah, I'm doing one a day. Let's see what the recommendation is. Well, yeah, it's just for one capsule is the, you know, in the range that you were talking about. It gives you...
Well, plus you're taking the Nican one, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I'm taking the three Nican, so... And I'm putting it in, I'm putting flax in my smoothie, so I'm getting some there. It's just a the label reads fish oil concentrate, gelatin, glycerin, water, and tocopherol. And
what's the last thing?
Tocopherol, that's a part of the, actually, they talk about the E-tocopherol, so I don't know, that's the vitamin E. It says on the front, which I know we don't, you know, just which what it's supposed to be good for, which we don't read, but it says heart, joints, brain, and skin, everything that we support, heart, healthy heart, joints, brain, and skin.
Is it so beneficial?
Let's see. It's not the creel, which she is not positive on, and part of the reason for that is where they're getting it from, and so on. Tested, verified ingredient, potency, manufacturing process. I have used this before and felt that my skin was not as dry, so I'll watch it more carefully. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Take one. Well, it's got take one three times a day, so that would be in the 3,000 range then. And let's see.
OD on this stuff, what happens to you if you take too much? Where does it go in your body?
I don't think that would be ODing, but it's fish, it's anchovy and sardine.
Oh, I know that they're both high omega. They're usually on a list when you see good fishes to eat.
Smaller fish. And by the time you go up in size, which this surprised me because I thought they used to be salmon, but really I could be totally wrong.
Salmon is also one of them, though.
Pardon?
Salmon is also one of the good ones, even though it is a bigger fish.
Right, right, I know. But the question there is the purity of where the contamination,
well, it's wild, yeah.
Contamination that's in the salmon from different areas.
We don't have Costco in our area.
Yeah, this is Kirkland brand is what it is. This is natural fish oil concentrate.
Kirkland brand.
You could probably go online and get it, I guess.
Yeah,
Costco.com.
But they ship. Costco ships. So.
Okay.
Kirkland brand, but you said Costco brand, I thought.
Kirkland is Costco, yeah.
Okay.
That's their brand.
Sell that.
K-I-R-K, like the first name, Kirk.
Okay.
And then Land.
Okay.
That's all it is. And, let's see, they've got, they don't actually have it separated. It's in the omega acids with EPA and DHA and other tocopherols, 300 milligrams of those for a total of 1,000 milligrams. So anyway, we'll see. It also says and soy at the back. I don't know what the reason contains fish anchovy and soy. So whatever the, and that, I don't know, maybe that's.
I just remember when Ted Alicio used to do his talks on supplements, and he was very clear about not buying supplements in a grocery store or a pharmacy because of all the ingredients that are in there that aren't listed or are listed, but we don't know what it is, including like sand and sawdust and stuff like that.
Put that in their cellulose is where that use that stuff comes in. But that
or silica.
Or silica.
It's like 10 things. Hopefully this is one of the cleaner ones.
Yeah, this one. Well, that and that's what she said. That was Carol's comment. That you know the research was showing that this was a better. And I don't know whether it was done there at Wake Forest or whether it was just done by somebody that, like I said, that she respected. But anyway, none of that is showing up on the label for sure. And a lot of times it does. It's a filler in there, but this just is two fish and the soy.
Okay. I wonder if that would be a
Instead of a capsule, though,
that would be a pill. The
yeah, I think that those are, definitely. I'm sorry, I didn't read the fish oil concentrate, gelatin, glycerin, water, tocopherol. That's the beginning of it. And then it says contains the fish that it contains is anchovy and sardine. And then soy is listed there also. So anyway, I'm going to give it a run and just see because this is the time of the year for me to be doing it. When my skin becomes much, much drier. And, you know, maybe it'll show up with a little bit more mental clarity. I can always use all of that that I can. But I will say that the clarity has definitely improved with the combination of what all I'm doing right now. And I've just, you know, been energy testing to see for the amounts and you know what I need to be doing. So anyway, I'm pleased.
You have a humidifier in your house up there?
A dehumidifier or a humidifier?
Humidifier.
We would need a dehumidifier.
But that's in the summer you use a D, in the winter you use a humidifier.
Well, they still don't use humidifiers here in the wintertime because of the amount of moisture in the air.
Okay.
We have high humidity, so.
But when you have the heat on, it dries it out.
Well, I don't think it can dry out that much unless you have absolutely no fresh air coming in. And our doors swing often enough that we get enough, I mean, we're still running high humidity inside compared to other parts of the country. We just have a very high moisture content in the air. I don't know of anybody that's ever had a dehumidifier.
A humidifier.
Yeah. I mean, a humidifier, sorry. I'm going backwards. The only place that we do, in the, that I know of, is they are always down at the beach house. But the houses right on the ocean, especially, have, excuse me, that's dehumidifier again.
Oh, sure.
Going backwards.
Yeah.
But we have never run either one, except when there was a sick baby. Sick child in the house, we put the humidifier.
Right, the room one,
just for the room, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought about one for the skin at night when you slept, just for a short period of time, but I've not gotten to that point either.
The thing with those humidifiers, I remember when I used to run it for the kids, the windows would be all wet in the morning because it's so concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when you have it on your furnace. you can actually set the humidity that you want.
Yeah, that would definitely. I've never heard of anybody here in the area having one,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, interesting. But you're cold. Well, the cold back in New York, I mean, is the same as where you are there in Cleveland in many respects. And it is extremely dry, and they do have a humidifier.
Oh, is there one there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not Oregon. I mean, you know, we've got, and we're on a creek here, and the backyard is, you know, a lot of our stuff is green all winter long. I mean, a tremendous amount of it. So that changes the air also, just with the foliage, I know, to some degree, has to. But just pulling it, so. But interesting comments, guys, all of you. Thank you. Anybody else have? Oh, wait, Nancy, you ran short on time yesterday.
Just one question. Is xylitol, is that one for one when you're substituting it for sugar?
You know, I think it might be pretty close. My only thought is if you're using a kind of a traditional recipe that you cut back anyway, and I wouldn't use the amount. I guess who really kept me from going much further on that was some research that Jim White gave me years ago. I should call him up and see if he's read anything more about it. It was studied by the doctors, dentists that were promoting it, and he says that's just about the only research, and he said, in the mouth for the teeth, that's good, like in chewing gum and stuff like that. He says, there was something in there that he says, I would not go to baking with it. I would not go to cooking with it.
Really?
He says, a little bit. That was his comment, and he had a reason for saying it, but I don't remember what it was. So I need to call them anyway, and I'll make a call and see if I can rehash a little bit, or maybe have him come on a call, maybe he'd just talk to us about his viewpoint from it, from what he's read.
Really great.
Because he's, I assume he's still diabetic, and, you know, had the challenge there, so he was looking for something. Put down here, Jim White. You got shortages on time.
Oh, well, yeah, the guy wasn't supposed to be here until 11. He showed up at a quarter of. Okay. A book that chiropractor mentioned was Mind as Healer, Mind as Slayer. Don't tell the author to that one. And he said, we're sick from the bad choices we make. It's foods that make you fat, sick, and tired. And it's really food allergies. The binges are from hidden food allergies. Once you're off the foods that cause those hidden food allergies, your cravings are gone. The diet industry is a $42 billion, that's a B as in boy, dollars a year. Talk about phony fat. It looks and feels like real fat. You get it in the same spots as real fat, like under the chin, eyes, fingers, toes, tummy. You feel bloated. It's phony fat, and it's from food sensitivities again, and water retention. If you lose 10 to 15 pounds the first week you're on a diet, and which 50 to 60% people do, that's from the phony fat, which is really the water retention. People take at least one drug. Natural medicine cures many conditions. Better and safer ways to treat chronic health problems. Drugs are good in a crisis. Important to get rid of your acid waste. And we talked about pH. He said you should test your pH in the morning. He said you shouldn't rinse your mouth first, but then he said rinse it with water and swallow a few times and wet the strip. So I don't know which way is the more accurate way. And it should be between 5 and 5.5. Most people test it 7 to 7.5. Your blood is always 7.365. Then I was going to talk about the 25 superfoods, and it's very interesting how different lists show some different foods, but some the same. I'll just read them down. Avocados, beets, horseradish, and some, you know, they have a comment about each of them. I didn't write them, but horseradish kills cancer cells and bacteria. Sweet potatoes, cruciferous vegetables, blueberries, dark leafy greens, alums, which is the garlic, onion, lowers blood pressure and cholesterol, and it's, and it can be used as like an antibiotic. Whole grains, spelt, turmeric, the wound healer, digestive aid, and anti-inflammatory. Oregano, half a teaspoon. With a half a teaspoon, you'll get the benefits of a spinach salad. It's an expectorant. It clears congestion, improves digestion. Cinnamon, one of the highest antioxidant levels. Ginger, cayenne, and black pepper increase your metabolism. Miso, yogurt. Sardines, with lower mercury, have a higher vitamin D, which is always wild. Sesame seeds, lowers cholesterol, good for bones. Walnuts, lower LDL, lower inflammation in arteries. Green tea, dark chocolate, flaxseed, feeds metabolism, lowers inflammation, lowers triglycerides, lowers blood pressure. Sprinkle it on your oatmeal or baked dishes. Figs, and I think the picture showed raw figs, now fresh raw figs. Seaweed, and I mentioned through four. H-I-J-I-K-I, W-K-A-M-E, kelp, and nori. You can grate nori on popcorn, add wakame to soups, marinate H-I-J-I-K-I with sesame oil for quick salad, high source of omega-3s.
Those are the most common ones, too, and the easiest to find.
Okay.
So that makes it nice. I mean, I've got all of those that I've played around with a little bit, you know, and you go in the health food store, or some of them anyway, and you can get small quantities of them, and now I'm seeing them in more places.
Asian markets probably have them, too.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And they'll be labeled. You'll see the label that really says, you know, what they are, where a lot of them just says seaweed.
But it was interesting with some of these spices that, or herbs that I didn't know about oregano before.
Yeah, I wrote that one down. That jumped out at me because when Dennis Bryant was dealing with stuff, and I think it was actually before he was diagnosed with the tumor on his pancreas, which he has recovered unbelievably, and he just gives a ton of credit to Roger because of working with him. On stuff, and he had, when I talked to him, it wasn't dealing with that, it was before that, as I'm saying, but it was oregano oil that he had turned me on to. It seemed like, I don't want to say it was the flu, but congestion, I wrote that X, I'd forgotten about it, it just stayed in my system. It was a cough and something else, and I said, you know, this is taking way too long. He said, sure, go get some oregano oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the health food store, and I remember it was down at the beach, and I was talking to the owner, and she was attesting to the incredible value in oregano, and that's not one that I cook with that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's no reason not to, because it's a great Italian blend herb, so, you know.
And they said it clears congestion.
Next time you make a sauce, Italian sauce, put a drop in there for your oregano flavor. It's really good, and that way you get the oil and not just a dried herb.
Okay, that's a good idea. I've got it fresh almost all the time in the garden. It grows like mint.
Oh, good.
Well, almost, yeah. It's really prolific, and it comes up every year, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, it will, because Jamie bought me oregano instead of basil. He didn't have my list with him, and he bought them. And I never used any of it. Went to seed, so it'll come back next year, and I can use it.
Yeah, it should. It does around my place. And it was one I was thinking about planting in my hanging planter, which I still haven't done. But I'm not sure that I want to, because it has an incredible root system.
Mm.
But it's not, you know, huge.
You had sardines, didn't you?
Sardines and anchovies, uh-huh.
Well, sardines on the list is one of the lowest in mercury and highest in vitamin D.
Yeah.
They're so small.
Yeah.
And both of those are going to be small because the anchovies aren't very big either,
right.
Are they?
Right.
Yeah. So they're both, you know, in the category. I am sure this was previously salmon oil that was in the one that this brand from Kirkland, but it's been years ago. But I could be mistaken. I'm not saying, but I'm remembering it as having been previously salmon oil. I would much prefer this over salmon oil from everything I've found, especially in our area. We do not, even though we're closer to Alaska, the fish coming from anywhere around here is told not to be fit for human consumption by the people that are working in that industry. I mean, if they'll talk about it. Yeah, when their livelihood depends on it, they don't really want to sometimes.
On the pH again, something I see has here is that when the pH is out of balance, your body can't heal like it wants to. Supplements help.
Well, you know, that comes from the acid alkaline.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're talking about, and when it's not right, it is not going to do, you know, any of the job that it's supposed to be doing, and that's why...
That's right, the job anyway.
Yeah, that's why... You know, the processed food is going to take you into the acidic,
mm-hmm.
As well as animal product. Overdue of grains is going to do the same thing, not as drastically as animal product because it's not nearly as acidic, but it's still on that, you know, middle of the scale going that direction. And why I feel the way I do when I have bread all the time and, you know, have the bloating, minimal compared to what it used to be, because then I was using cheese and animal as a regular daily meal, every meal actually. So yeah, I don't want to go back. I don't see any reason to go back.
That's what I have.
Great comments, Nancy. I was like, was this printed someplace?
And I did. I think I sent it down. I think this is from the. I had it from Oprah on last week one day, and there were so many links. I think I spent like 2 hours on that one site. And this was one of the links that connected from something on there. 25 superfoods. Those are the notes I took on it.
Well, that seemed like more than 25. That was a great list, though, because it really, hit me because it refreshed me on so many things that, you know, either I'm maybe not using quite enough of or could definitely be working towards. And thinking about that and the Japanese using 100 foods variety a week, I just want to keep it going so that it's easy to fall back and just go back to the same things that you know more about and easier to work with or you're more familiar with, and especially when I get busy. If I'm not busy, then I love doing all of it. But when I'm busy, you know, it's like something's got to give.
Yeah, sure. It was a wonderful site because there was a lot of information on it, just that one, which is why I really put those off as long as I can.
It does take time.
Yeah.
And, but when you enjoy doing it, the time also goes very, very fast. So.
Yeah.
And I like the learning curve of all of it. Too. Okay, I don't know where we are, guys. I didn't look, but I'm sure we're at the end of it here, so. Keep thinking if we could cut it back to a half hour, it'd probably benefit everybody's time frame. And I am going to check and see if I can get Jim to come on and give us some information. So, anyway.
Make sure.
Have a great day.
You too.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.